two teens. She worked with police and school officials on the issue.
We have this new lighting system we brought in the state police, and all of the different stakeholders, including the schools, they're very supportive of this new light that actually says stop, do not pass, right in the middle of the back door.
The Montague Republican added that it has come out of committee for the full House to consider.
That passed out of committee. We're hoping that the House will take it up. We know that the Senate chair is willing to take it up, Senator Casperson, and we'll see how this goes. But hopefully we'll be able to help prevent further families from having to suffer this kind of tragedy.
It's unclear on what the new safety lights would cost school districts to purchase and install on their buses. Many school districts are struggling to maintain a balanced budget. The following are cash bids for Friday, October 5th, 2012, as of 5 o'clock p.m. from the Cooperative Elevator with numerous locations throughout the Thumb area. White wheat is at $8.12. Red wheat, $7.92. Corn, $7.08. Soybeans, $14.76. For navy beans and black beans, call the Cooperative Elevator for more information. Keep in mind the trading hours are continuous, but will be closed between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. For updated market information, please contact any of their plant offices or check out their website, coopelev.com. For WLEW, I'm Brian Terry, and for the latest Thumb Area news anytime, go to our website, thumbnet.net.
WLEW Sports Game of the Week. It is Ugly and Harbor Beach. It's homecoming in the friendly confines of downtown Harbor Beach. The sun is trying to peek out in the west, and we have a beautiful night for football.
Tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Dove Sailor, Knights Insurance Agency, Rainey's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, McDonald Food and Family Center, Cotic Radiator, Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb area, More Motor Sales of Carroll, More Shoreline of Seabrook, McVeigh Insurance Agency, Gentner Excavating, LLC, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon and Bad Axe, Elbert Insurance Agency, D&M Cabinets, and K&S Insurance Agency. Sailor phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb. Well, we've broken down the other games in the area. Dave, let's get to Ugly tonight. They're 4-2 overall and are putting a four-game win streak on the line tonight in front of us. Dave Kaufman, second season as head coach of the Bearcats, second place in the GTC East standings at 3-1, having lost to Brown City. Last year, Ugly had a stellar defense, giving up only 10 points per game, including four shutouts, and suddenly, after a rocky first two games of the season, Ugly has the second-best defense in the league, giving up only 100 points in the entire season.
Their defense is... been there every week. The defense has gotten every week, so let them to try and slow down offensive guys in Harbor Beach and make things difficult for them.
As far as Ugly goes, their quarterback Nick Sweeney, he's really grown into that position of quarterback, Dave.
Yeah, he has done a nice job this year.
All right, guys, to hand the ball off to and keeping it himself because the kid's got wheels. The guy can run.
And then Ugly with the slew of running backs in the backfield that have really stepped up this year, Kirk Kabosky, Dave Rakowski, Brian Glenn, and Ryan Hay. Ugly has a lot of weapons to choose from their offensive backfield.
Yeah, and even you consider Sweeney in that backfield as well, running the football. Probably the one that stands out the most. Look for Kirk Kabosky to really take the load of the carries out of this group. These other guys are change of pace guys, you know, with Hay trying to run you over and Bland trying to run around you. They have a great diversity of running backs that they can use at their disposal.
Well, like I said earlier, Ugly got out to a little bit rough start going 0-2 in August, but since then have gone 4-0 and find themselves needing only two victories out of 3 weeks to get themselves into the playoffs. Here's some numbers for you to digest, though, folks. In the first two games, Ugly averaged 12 points per game on offense. Since then, in the last four, the Bearcats have rattled off an average of 41. On the other side of the ball, the first two games, the defense gave up 19. Ugly since has buckled down a little bit and allowed only 15 per contest. So overall, the Bearcats have a differential in their favor, plus 15 for Ugly.
Oh, man, and that says it all right there, Clark. The defense, to me, still stands out. They've been very solid. They just don't allow teams to get into their end zone. But the offense, if they can come through tonight, could really make this a great ball game to watch.
And last week, Upley took down Marion 52-22 to move to 4-2 overall.
And from what I understand, Marion, a very young team looking to rebuild over there, but nice to see Upley put up some points on a team that they should beat, and they had a successful week.
You're tuned to WLAW Sports, your home for high school football. We are 17 minutes away from kickoff, and we'll be back to break down Harbor Beach right after this quick break. Keep locked on.
With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. And when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me. It's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sibuing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, I'm Jarrett Price, the new guy over here at the Volume Dealer in the Thumb. More motor sales in Carroll. Wow, do we have the minivans. We have them starting in the low 20s for the value conscious buyer, all the way up to the luxurious Town & Country Limited. We have the largest selection in the Thumb and service second to none. It's all down at More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. See why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll. See you soon.
At More Motor Sales of Carroll, the Volume Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer and undisputed minivan capital of the Thumb.
WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. We are 15 minutes away from kickoff. Upley and Harbor Beach in a Greater Thumb East rivalry matchup showdown, whatever adjective you'd like to use. Use it here, Dave. We broke down Upley, we broke down the other games, and now it's time for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Under the helm of Troy Shelby, he's been a part of this Pirate football program since the early 90s, head coach since the mid 90s. They're atop the Greater Thumb East at 3-0 currently, 5-1 overall. Their only loss comes from playing Menominee back in week number 3 on a neutral site game way up in Gaylord. They lost that one 46-25. Key returners for Harbor Beach, of course, the junior quarterback, Eli Kraft.
Eli Kraft, I don't know how you can describe him other than using the word stud. I mean, he can run the ball, he can throw the ball. He's very ahead of his level, considering he's only a junior. You know, you feel like he's a senior. He's been around the program for so long now. He's been quarterback for a couple seasons, so... Look for him to have a nice game tonight.
And, of course, Eli Kraft can run the ball. He can throw the ball. And especially when the play breaks down, he can make a play himself.
Yeah, he's very good at making things happen when there's absolutely nothing there. And trustworthy with the ball. He just doesn't turn it over. So that's going to be something that Ubley's definitely going to be keying on tonight.
Then other returners are Aaron Ginther. He's a senior wide receiver. But last week he had one of his largest games running the ball that he's had his whole career against Brown City.
Yeah, and look for Coach Shelkey to use that versatility to his advantage because Ginther's primarily known as a receiver, but he's been used trying to get the ball in his hands a little more often, handing the ball off to him and letting him use his speed and his strength to that level. And I think it was a good